From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush will travel to Fort Bragg, North Carolina tomorrow to give a primetime speech about the situation in Iraq. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore will be listening closely.
In a speech tomorrow marking a year of restored Iraqi authority, President Bush has two principal tasks: to convince Americans that their troops will not remain in Iraq indefinitely, and to convince the Iraqi government that American troops will remain in Iraq indefinitely. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and Regional Commander General John Abizaid dominated the weekend airwaves, and the way it came out was that the insurgency might last a long time and become even more lethal, but at some point it would become the responsibility of the newly trained Iraqi forces. General Abizaid, who speaks a little more directly than the defense secretary, said the only way the insurgents could win was to drive American forces out before the Iraqis were ready to take over. Into this cloudy picture comes now a new element: word that United States officials are holding face-to-face meetings with insurgent representatives. Secretary Rumsfeld said the idea was to split people off and get some of the insurgents to support the political process. British Prime Minister Tony Blair said in London the effort was being made totally properly to pull away some of the insurgents. If the idea is to drive a wedge into the insurrectionist movement, it would seem to be not the height of wisdom to announce that publicly. The London Sunday Times, the paper that broke the Downing Street memo, quotes insurgent sources as saying that their principal demand is a guaranteed timetable for American troop withdrawal. 1, 2, 5 years, but a definite timetable. President Bush has ruled out any timetable for a troop withdrawal. The willingness to hold talks with the enemy introduces a possible change in the situation, with consequences not immediately apparent. This is Daniel Shore.